Welcome to Alpha Unleashed with your host, Nadine Hatzidolios-McGill. In this series, Nadine will teach you how to tap into your alpha zone, harness its power, increase your self-esteem, and live a powerful, confident life. And now, here is your host, Nadine Hatzidolios-McGill.
Welcome to Alpha Unleashed, Episode 20, The Power of Innocence. I am your host, Nadine Hatzidolios-McGill, self-esteem expert and seminar leader. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing Mason and Michaela Vanderkooy. I'm interviewing Michaela and Mason because they have the traits at a very young age that I encourage others to acquire in order to tap into their alpha zone and increase self-esteem. The traits that I am pointing out today are responsibility, dedication, open-mindedness, and community-oriented. And along with those traits, and most importantly from my point of view, are boldness, rawness, and innocence. They are powerful, useful characteristics in building self-esteem. And as we know, self-esteem is the value you have of yourself, the degree to which you feel you are worthy. My aim in this episode, is to help people understand that age is not a barrier. Neither being too young or being too old is a reason not to accomplish your goals and your dreams. Innocence brings with it an absence of all the limitations that adults tend to bog themselves down with and use as excuses not to fulfill their dreams. Michaela and Mason own and run a business together. And when I found out about them, I knew immediately that they would be an incredible source to tap into for the purpose of reminding my listeners that the traits I mentioned above do not only exist in childhood. Michaela and Mason, welcome to Alpha Unleashed, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy lives to be guests on my program. So you are entrepreneurs, and that means you own and run a business. So I'm going to start with Michaela. Can you please tell us what your business name is and what your business is?
Our business name is called The Golden Egg, and we sell chicken eggs.
Okay, and how old are you, Michaela?
I am 7.
And when you started the business, how old were you?
I was 5.
Wow, I think you're the youngest entrepreneur I know. That's great. And Mason, how old are you?
9.
So you were 7 when you started the business?
Yeah.
Okay. And Mason, what do you like best about running a business?
I like that I get money from it, and I like to work with the chickens.
Oh, what do you like about working with chickens?
They're just fun to work with.
Fun? Okay. Are they hard work?
No, not really.
And Michaela, do you and Mason always get along and agree on what you should be doing with the business?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Can you think of a time when you didn't get along? Like, do you guys argue sometimes about what you should do next with the business?
No.
No? But you don't always agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens when you don't agree, Michaela?
We don't agree on who feeds the chickens. So he feeds the big chickens and I feed the little chickens.
Oh, okay. So when something comes up and you don't agree on it, you come up with a solution together.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that's a great way to work together, hey? Because somebody has to feed the chickens, right, Michaela?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mason, how many customers do you have?
We have 30-something customers.
Wow, that's quite a few. And how do you keep track? How do you remember who's on your customer list, Mason?
Before we used to write them down, but now they just call us and for their orders.
Oh, so you have a customer base that just keeps on calling you because they like your egg so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Michaela, when you were preparing for this interview, you wrote down that you are the marketer of the business.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Yeah. What does a marketer do?
They call the customers and see it when they want eggs.
Mm-hmm. And so If you had to get more customers now, how would you do that? Would you make a list of other people you think of to ask if they want to buy your eggs?
Or we ask, because normally we sell the eggs at my mom's work. So then she goes to her work and she asks people.
Oh, so mom's a big help, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think at one point that mom was telling me that you pick up the phone and you call people and ask them if they want eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Michaela, when you do that, is it scary to do that? To pick up the phone and talk to somebody?
Nope.
No? Okay. So say that I'm a business owner like you. Okay. And I'm raising chickens and I want to sell eggs, but I'm scared to do that. I'm scared to phone somebody and say, "Hi, I'm Nadine. I am selling eggs. Would you like some?" But I was afraid to do that. What would you tell me? What would you tell me to help me do that?
Ask the parent and they will help you.
Okay, so get some help from somebody who knows.
Yeah,
that's a good point, hey? Because sometimes we don't always know how to do something.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like your parents help you guys a lot with your business.
A lot.
Yeah. So get somebody who knows. I'm going to write that down. That's a good point. And let me ask you something else, Michaela, before I go on to Mason. Say that it's a really cold winter morning and it's dark outside and you don't want to get up in the morning because you're tired from a sleepover you went to the night before. But you know that you have to get up and feed those chickens, right? What do you do about that?
We normally do it after supper when we come home from school.
Oh, so it's not even a morning thing.
Yeah.
And what if you come home from school and you don't want to do it?
We bundle up and we just go outside.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do it or they'll die.
That's right. You have to do it or they'll die. So it's something that has to be done, whether you feel like it or not. Yeah. Mason, what do you think about that? Do you ever have trouble going out and fulfilling the duties that you have to do to keep the chickens alive?
Yeah.
Yeah? But you know you have to do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you say to me if I was the person that didn't want to get out there and I was on your business team, but I had to go feed the chickens? What would you say to me? How would you help me with that?
You would have to do it or else you don't get any money.
You don't get any money. Exactly. Exactly. So let's talk about that a little bit, Mason. When you make your money from your business, what do you spend your money on?
We spend our money on chicken feed or silicone grit or new chickens. And then we do get some money and then we put it in our bank accounts for when we're older and we want to use it.
Okay, so your money goes back into the business to help continue the business. Yeah. And then you save some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you had enough feed and you didn't have to buy anything for the chickens and you just wanted to spend the money on you, what kind of things do you buy?
Maybe a Lego set or something.
Uh-huh. So something that you can enjoy.
Yeah.
From all the hard work that you did.
Yeah.
And all the money you made.
Yeah. Or else when I'm older, I can buy a truck or something.
Oh, okay. So you have some big things that you'd like to buy and you know you need more money for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that would help me get out in the morning and or come home after school and feed the chickens too if I knew that I wanted to buy those things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you guys are very, very responsible because you know growing up on a farm and taking care of chickens that there just are some things you have to do to get to your goal even though you don't feel like it sometimes. Is that correct, Mason?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Michaela, you talked about getting help from older people who are maybe more experienced and know what to do. Are there any other people that you ask for help from besides mom or dad?
I ask my Oma.
What's Oma?
Our grandma.
Grandmother, okay. And she helps you too? What about people in the community? At church or school?
At church.
Yeah? They help you too?
What? Okay.
The people at church or at school, do they help you too?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Michaela, do you have friends at school that also run businesses?
No.
Okay, so do the kids in your class know what you do?
Yeah.
Yeah? Have you shown them or you just tell them about it?
I've shown them.
Okay, and how do you show them?
I bought it for show and share.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you also market by telling people what you do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mason, do you have like a title of the business? Like if Michaela's the marketer, do you have a title of what your role is?
Yeah.
What is your title?
The farmer that like takes care of the chickens and like feeds them and gives them water and collects the eggs.
Okay, it sounds like I would call you the CEO. Do you know what that is?
The boss, kind of?
Yeah, exactly. You sound like the boss. What do you think of that, Michaela?
He is kind of the boss.
He is kind of, hey? So it sounds like you guys are very wise and know that you have to set up systems, and you have done that by knowing who your customers are and keeping track of them. And it sounds like you also know that somebody has to be the boss and somebody has to be the marketer, and you just agree who would be best at that job. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know you guys really well. I know about you mostly from your mom, because I work with her. But Michaela, I know I've met you once.
Yeah.
And I think you would be an excellent marketer because I think you like to talk to people. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like about getting up in front of people and talking?
It's fun, and I like talking in front of people because it's very fun.
Okay. It's fun, and I think you like to share what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like to talk about your activities and your business.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so are you scared when you go up in front of people and talk?
Sometimes, because normally it's not a lot of people.
Sometimes it's a lot of people?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. And how do you get up there and do it anyway? What do you say to yourself? Or
I just do it because I know I won't be scared.
Once you get up there.
Yeah.
You do it anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the words that I wanted to hear, that even though you're scared, you get up and you do it anyway. Mm-hmm. Excellent. What about you, Mason? Do you ever have to talk in front of people about your business, or because you're the boss, you kind of do things on the farm and take care of what needs to happen with the chicken coop, etc.?
Yeah. Or,
yeah, that's your job. So you don't get up in front of people very much and talk about it.
No.
Okay. So it sounds like you guys are really clear on what each of you has to do for that business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. What do you think, Mason, running a business will do for you when you're older? So I know you talked about maybe wanting to buy a truck. Is there anything else that you think running a business now in your young age will help you with when you're older?
Maybe it might help me to be a better farmer when I grow up.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're learning all the things you need to learn now when you're 9, and you won't have to learn them when you're older because you're already doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So getting in there and doing the work that has to be done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And does it ever worry you about being a chicken farmer and raising eggs, or do you just enjoy it so much you don't worry about what might happen?
No, I don't really worry, except for like when it's really cold, and then because one chicken had pneumonia once. And
oh.
Yeah.
What happened to that chicken?
It died after.
Yeah, and that's all part of the game, isn't it? Sometimes things happen that you don't really want to happen, but they're going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything that you need to do then? Like, obviously, you would have to take that chicken out of the coop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you have to do in order to keep running the business when something like that happens, or you just carry on like normal?
Well, we gave it a bit of medicine, but yeah, it still didn't really survive.
Mm-hmm. So you're really taking care of your chickens as best as possible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And again, getting medicine, it means that you have to talk to a vet and get help again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Help from other people to help you run your business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. And Michaela, I'm going to go back to you for a minute. In your biography that you wrote, and you wrote these questions down to help me interview you, it says that you are a strong, confident girl who can do anything. And I believe that to be true. Besides running the chicken business with your brother, the golden egg, I should call it what it's called. What else do you do?
I play on the grass with our bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And with our cat.
Mm-hmm. What else do you do? What other activities do you do after school?
We play outside and play some soccer.
Oh, yeah, soccer. Okay.
And on Wednesday, I have gymnastics. And on Friday, I have dance.
Oh, my goodness. You are busy.
Yeah.
And what's GEMS about? I think you're in GEMS too, right?
Yeah, but it's over now.
Oh, is it? What do you do when you're in that group?
We got to do an Easter hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And we did lots of games and we had the GEMS sleepover.
Cool. Sounds like fun. And it sounds like, Michaela, you are very, very busy outside of school time. And so do you find it hard to take care of the chickens, to find the time to take care of the chickens, or you just schedule it into your life?
Yeah.
Which one? Schedule it into your life?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're very, very organized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you get that from your mom. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Mason? What else do you do?
On Wednesdays and Saturdays, I have soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I do basketball camps too, and I do cadets too.
Oh, you're just as busy as Michaela.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And a hockey too.
I do. Oh, goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. And you still are able to run your business?
Yeah.
Wow. So if there were some kids in your class that wanted to know how to run a business, would you be able to give them some tips or advice about running a business? Mason?
Yeah.
Yeah, what would you tell them?
That if like they would run a business with animals, I would tell them to make sure to always keep care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
So you're taking care of your product.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of us can have great eggs to eat. Good for you. Okay, I want to talk about one more thing, and it's about being last. So think about when you're on a team and maybe you were playing soccer and your team didn't do so well and you guys might have come in last. Or same with you, Michaela, if you were doing something the same with soccer and you came in last. Or you're at school and maybe your marks weren't exactly where you wanted to be, or somebody in your class, you knew that they were last in the class. Mason, what does it feel like? Or have you been in that position where you've been last? Maybe your team didn't do so well?
In soccer.
Yeah. What does that feel like?
It doesn't really matter. It just matters if you have fun, right?
Oh, you guys are so smart. That's very, very wise. What about you, Michaela? Does it matter to you if you're last?
No.
No, not at all?
No.
For the same reason that Mason said?
Yeah.
As long as you have fun?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how about try your best?
Yeah.
Always do your best. Well, you guys have excellent, excellent advice, I must say. So the reason that I'm talking about last, being last, is because on this podcast series, you guys are last in my series. And I wanted to point out that it doesn't matter if you're last for the reasons that you said. Do your best and have fun doing it, no matter what it is in life that you're doing. Would you agree, Mason?
Yeah.
How about you, Michaela?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a few more minutes, but I wanted to take time because this is my last episode to record out of 20 episodes. And I chose you guys specifically to be last because you are so wise at your young ages and brave to do all the things that you do, especially run a business where you have to like talk to adults and, you know, sell things to adults. That's a big, big thing that you're doing. But you do it anyway because you want to and you're dedicated and you know that running a business gives you money and also different skills, like you say, that will help you later on in life. Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So when I say that I am putting you last on my podcast series, it is definitely because you're not doing well. It is because I wanted my listeners, and you know, this will go out to many, many countries in the world. So people all over the world will hear this. I wanted my listeners to listen to the last podcast of you two giving the answers and the advice that you have given me today to all these questions that I asked of you. And I wanted them to hear you so that when they stop listening to this podcast, it is your young, innocent, but very, very brave words that they have in their head when they turn off the podcast. So being last isn't necessarily bad, is it, Mason?
No.
No. Sometimes it's a good place to be because that is the last thing people see or the last thing people hear, and it is very, very good advice. Would you agree, Michaela?
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, I want to thank you two. It has been such a pleasure of mine to get to know you through this podcast and to have you be on this podcast. Mason, is there anything that you would like to say or add before we have to go?
No, not really.
Do you want to say anything about how you prepared for this podcast?
Yeah, we printed out the questions and we highlighted the parts.
Uh-huh. And how are you feeling? Were you excited about it?
Yeah.
Great. What about you, Michaela? Anything you want to add?
Thanks for having us on the show.
You are so welcome. It has been great for me. And I want to tell you how proud I am of you, both of you. You symbolize boldness and purity and determination. And it has been my honor to interview you and to have you my last final episode of the podcast that will reach many, many, many people and help them to learn how to be like you, how to go out and do what they want to do in this world by being bold and determined and doing their best and having fun while they do it. And you have given them lots of tips by the answers you've given today. So thank you so, so much for being available today.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So I'm just going to say to all my listeners, it has been such a pleasure to be able to reach out and talk to you through this podcast format. And I want to thank my team as well, Vladimir and Carrie Ann and Wendy at Tenacious Living Network. And before I go, thank you for allowing me into your space. And please reach out to me if you would like to. All my information is available for you to contact me. It has been a huge, huge honor. And for now, it's time to unleash your alpha. It's time to unleash your soul.
Now that Nadine has shared some tools to help you tap into your alpha zone and increase your self-esteem, it's time for you to take charge and live a powerful, confident life. If what Nadine has spoken about today resonated with you and you would like to explore more, Nadine invites you to schedule an appointment with her via her website at www.hatsoff.ca, spelled HATZOFF.ca. Thank you for listening. For more episodes, please visit the Tenacious Living Network at TLRStation.com.